At CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's time to catch up with the CEO of Cure Cancer, and that's Nikki Kinloch, who is with us now. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
The reason we've got you on the phone today is because a number of buddy boxes are being distributed throughout our community here on the Northwest Coast this week, and we thought we'd touch base and find out what this is all about.
Yeah, this is really exciting. So this week there is a camp quality event happening in Ulverston, and these buddy boxes will be handed out. First up, what is a buddy box?
So we at Cure Cancer kind of saw, when we go and visit kids in hospital having cancer treatment, that they really needed something to occupy their time. The poor little things are often there for weeks or months with treatment, and those are outpatients are there for 5 or 6 hours. So in consultation with children's hospitals and cancer treatment centres all around Australia, we developed these beautiful boxes that have a couple of purposes. Not only do they help to brighten a patient's day, but also give them important information, games, mindfulness, books, and things like Lego and comfortable warm socks, because it's often cold in hospital as well.
Now, I can only imagine that this might take up a few resources. How do we go about supporting buddy boxes?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, look, we've so far managed to provide over 700 children across Australia with these. You can go to our website. It's curecancer.com.au/buddybox. And the boxes are only $39 per box. And for that small little gift, you can give a kid a chance of joy whilst they're in hospital.
Now, yeah, for those that are feeling generous, it's quite an easy website to navigate, and you can do a once-off donation or a recurring, which is a really good setup. And, of course, we really do need to brighten the lives of those that are going through such a hard time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's easy to forget with COVID being talked about all the time, but sadly, cancer doesn't stop, and little kids are still going through cancer treatment, and often it's life-changing to them. So if we can bring them a little bit of hope and joy along the way, that's really important.
And what a difficult year it has been as well, with restrictions on visitor numbers and the hospital experience potentially being even more difficult than it already was.
Yeah, look, we've done deliveries all around Australia, and myself, personally, I've been there and delivered boxes to individuals, and often they have to be on their own. And if they're a child, they're only allowed one parent or one carer in at a time, which is particularly difficult, particularly over things like Christmas, where you want your family to be together. So the challenges of going through radio or chemotherapy are just exacerbated, sadly, because of the COVID restrictions.
So 19 children who have been impacted by cancer are attending a Camp Quality Kids Camp in Ulverston this week, and they're going to get a nice little surprise in the form of one of these buddy boxes, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah, look, for us it's really important. We teamed up with Camp Quality because we know, as another charity, that they do wonderful things. As a very large charity, and we fund cancer research normally, we thought if we could help children, particularly children in local communities, and brighten their day, we would do that. So that's the reason that we partner with the Camp Quality, and here at Cure Cancer, we're kind of dedicated in supporting both children and adults through their cancer treatments.
Okay, go to the website. It is curecancer.com.au/buddybox. And for just $39, you could put a smile on the face of a little one with cancer by supporting the Buddy Box campaign. Nikki, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure, and have a good day to you beautiful people there in Devonport.